FM 1, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Got a bit of a cold. Fresh air's good for a cold. Hey, it's nice out here. And all them birdies are flirting with each other. It It's the middle of the night for most of you, I'm sure, but for me, pre-recording the show here in North Manchester, let me shut the window. It's actually very early in the morning. I've not introduced myself. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome, one and all. Yeah, I'm in North Manchester, where it's a very sunny morning. I'm actually working with Ian Clute later today, with Craig, producing their record, which is why I've got up so ungodly early to come and make this programme for y'all. Started the programme with Interpol's NYC from their 2002 record, Turn On The Bright Lights. No prizes for guessing why. 2002 is, of course, the year that Six Music was born as a station. All this week, the whole station is celebrating its 10-year birthday, which is great, isn't it? I'm so glad we're around. The best station on earth. Chris Hawkins has been doing something where he dedicates his programme each early morning of last week. He dedicated his programme to a different year that Six has been alive. So I want to do that in microcosm on tonight's show. Kicking off, of course, with Interpol from 2002. And I'll have a song for each year that the station has been alive. A lot of them will be familiar to you because I've been on the station, I'm very happy to say, for half of its life. But for now though, I'm going to play you this band that they're not new in France. In fact, they're very well established and quite big in France. They're called The Do, and their album was the first one, let me get this right, the first English speaking album by a French artist to get to the top of the French chart. I believe one of them's Finnish, one of them's French. I think that's how it goes. But this is the first tune from their album. Is it called Open Jaws Both Ways? No, it's called Both Ways Open Jaws. This is called Dust It Off. As with Bjork, who this girl is quite often compared to, I think a lot of the time when people sing in their second language, they come across arrangements of words and phrases that you wouldn't do if it was your first language. I don't mean incorrect, they still work grammatically, it's just an unusual way of putting the words together that perhaps comes from direct translation. It works really well with Deus from time to time, although Tom's command of English language is perhaps a bit too advanced to come up with his own sort of arrangements of words like that. Bjork certainly does it all the time though, and I find it really interesting with her, as I do with The Do. That's what they're called, The Do. I think it's pronounced The Do. It's one of those strange Scandinavian O's with a line through it. Anyway, it's called Dust It Off from the album Both Ways Open Jaws. It's my favourite new music.
Stories for tomorrow.
good, isn't it? Dusted Off by The Do, the first track off Both Ways, Open Jaws. It's actually from about 2009, that album, but I think they might be re-releasing it at the moment or something like that. I received a copy very recently anyway, and I love it. There we go. So, the 10-year anniversary of Six Music means that I'm playing a song from every year it's been a station, and we move on now to 2003. We've already heard NYC from Interpol, an amazing anthem. Turn on the Bright Lights is the album and the lyrics there in the song. It's Up to Me Now, Turn on the Bright Lights. Can very much relate to all the themes of NYC. It's about getting out of there, going and doing your thing for the first time. We loved it, we being Elbow, because that's exactly what had been happening to us for the beginning of the millennium onwards. We'd been touring for the first time, we'd been nominated for Mercury for our first album, we were beginning to see the first critical acclaim that we'd had, and in 2003 I think we were still making Cast of Thousands. We were making it with Ben Hillier, who had just come off making Think Tank with Blur, although Norman Cook was credited with all the work when he only did the tunes that everybody fast forwards in reality. If you know Ben's style, if you've worked with Ben, or if you're a fan of his production, then you can hear him all over this record. It's an amazing album. I think my favourite Blur album. And this is my favourite track on it. This is the simple, beautiful, sweet song from Blur. Happy Sunday.
What am
Blur with Sweet Song, celebrating 2003, the second year of Six Music's life as a station.
Six Music. The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
We're collecting strap lines for the show. We've got Keep Up the Work, We've Got Better Than Nothing. Paul Sanderson's show strap line is Sean Keaveney, tolerable almost every morning. Not too funny, that's right. That was a genuine remark from a listener's girlfriend. I like the Six Music Breakfast Show, it's not too funny. But I've got a really good one as well. Six Music Breakfast Show. It may get worse before it gets better.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings from 7.
Answered. Strap line. Here.
On BBC Radio.
Six. Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
Moving swiftly on to 2004, Joanna Newsom's The Milk-Eyed Mender has to be my album of 2004. Just outstanding. Absolutely love the record. She's a virtuoso, multi-instrumentalist, as well as a very beautiful woman, and I think the finest lyricist alive. There you go, I've said it. This song is called En Galop. Ladies and gentlemen, Joanna Newsom. What do you make of that lyric? Never get so close to a poem you forget truth that lacks lyricism. Never draw so close to the heat you forget you must eat. I'm still in three minds about that one. But that's Joanna Newsom from the Milk Eyed Mender. That's N'Galop. I think it's fantastic. We're going to move on now to 2005. And in 2005, I think probably the biggest British record to come out of 2005 was again the handiwork of Damon Albarn, amongst others. I saw him recently. We were hanging out after the Brits together. And he was on good form. He was in good spirits, should we say. The Blur performance at the Brits, by the way, was just amazing. But very talented people they are. And this is Damon in one of his other hats. This is a Gorillaz tune from the album Demon Days. This is the amazing Dirty Harry. Love this song. So original. And groovy. Dirty Harry, representing 2005 in our decade of treats, our decade of musical treats. This is a new one on me. This is released on 27th of February. This is from Justice, and you've probably heard it being played on this station during the day. I know I have. It's called On and On, and I predict great things for justice. On and on. So the theme of this week's programme is the 10 years that Six Music has been the best music station in the world, and now a song from 2006. If I'm asked to recommend a song to anybody, I try and pick something that's instant and long-lasting, so that it has an immediate impact and blows people away but something that lasts for years and years, listen on listen. So I nearly always, since 2006, recommend this next song. Turn it up if you've never heard it before. If you're a regular listener, then you will have heard it before. It must be my most played song on the programme. From 2006, this is Jonas Policewoman with the amazing Real Life. My cold is severe enough that I can hear what I can only describe as the sound of pondweed happening in my head at all times. A friend of mine, Lee Patterson, he's quite a renowned, I don't know what you'd call him. He uses hydrophones a lot. He records underwater. He records very quiet sounds, hidden sounds in everyday life. And he played me pondweed once. And that's what it sounds like I can hear all the time. Head full of snot, you know. A stark contrast to the beautiful song that I played just before it, which was Jonah's Policewoman and Real Life. Breathtaking, sensitive, gorgeous music. And you know, breathtaking, sensitive, gorgeous music don't just take care of itself. I've got a cold here, so you might have to bear with me, right? I might need the odd break. You need good police! Our Victim was written in 1967 by British supergroup Cream and became their biggest selling single in the US. A psychedelic rock classic, it accompanied many a drug-fueled flight of fancy until it was shot down in flames by the audio assassins. First, in a clear attempt at macho, kings of soft rock Toto rolled down their jacket sleeves, tied back their mullets, and laid into it with a disorientating change of rhythm, an eye-wateringly bad guitar solo, and so much dry ice that they were halfway through an assault on While My Guitar Gently Weeps before it made its escape. Next, summoning the forces of evil, Ozzy Osbourne, aided and abetted by screaming guitars and screeching rock chicks, unleashed his brummy snarl in an effort to frighten it to death. Thankfully, he was distracted when several small, unhouse-trained dogs relieved themselves on his favourite armchair. Then, in a truly appalling attack involving Eastern dance rhythms and funk sitar, Brighton bad boy Indian Rope Man backed it into a corner of the dance floor and attempted to beat it to death. It was horrible. Horrible! But when Electric Samurai Tomoyasu Hotel grabbed his axe, ramped up the drum machine and prepared to hack it to death, this seminal 60s song... it was murder. Appalling.
Sunshine of your
was mercifully eventually Cream's version of Sunshine of Your Love, one of my favourite bands, Cream. Thanks to Michael Barker for doing his civic duty and reporting that particularly criminal cover version. So we're celebrating 10 years of Six Music and we're up to year 2007. That's the year I joined the station, I'm very happy to say. This song reminds me of that time, although it has been since used by many an advert. It's Peter Bjorn and John's Young Folks and it features the wonderful voice of Victoria, who used to be in the Concretes. Anyway, I love this song for what it is and not what it has become. Peter Bjorn and John and Young Folks from 2007.
Music. BBC introducing with Tom Robinson.
Sign out.
4 hours of your favourite streaming tunes by unsigned, undiscovered and under the radar artists.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of the DIY ethic. The most important thing about this show is that you don't need insider contacts to get played. We've got a public page on the Six Music website where anybody can tell us about their favourite online tunes, their own or anybody else's. Every single suggestion gets listened to, and if we like it, we play it. It's as simple as that. We always give out the artists' homepages on air because we're not only trying to put listeners in touch with new music, but also put musicians in touch with new listeners.
BBC introducing with Tom Robinson. Available now at the Six Music website.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Let's have a song for Guy recommendation, shall we? Okay, this one is from, there we go, Mike Collins. He says, greetings from a Melbourne glass tower. I'm looking over the bay. Different hues of blue in the sky and flecky white clouds, and I don't really want to be working. You mentioned the McGarrigles the other week and it reminded me that I don't think you've played Meg Baird on your show. She's remarkable. A voice like Manuka Honey and guitar playing like billowing breezes. Sorry, says Mike. She makes me gushy. Can I suggest her transformation of the 80s House of Loves, Beatles and the Stone from her second album, Seasons on Earth? He says she takes it to another direction. Let's check it out. Here's Meg Baird for Mike Collins, Down Under, where, which is where I'll be in a couple of weeks' time. And this is her version of Beatles and the Stones.
Thank you.
Garvey on the air.
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
You're never gonna stop, gonna live it up, and always gonna drop, gonna fill your cup. face of sending, like a snake up your tree, of your happy ending, understanding all you're supposed to be. Let it move right in, let it kiss your face, let it sew your skin in perpetual embrace. Like I said, love's light is laughter, like a sun spitting happiness into the hereafter. Oh, here it comes like a natural disaster, oh, blowing up like a ghetto blaster. Oh, here it comes, bring it faster. Oh, here it comes, bring it faster. It's a miracle.
TV on the Radio from their 2008 record, Dear Science. That was Golden Age. Very important record for me and my friends, that one. And yeah, TV on the Radio, an amazing band. So that was from 2008, and that is the theme of this week's Finest Hour. We're celebrating 10 years of Six Music, and much after listening to Chris Hawkins' week on the radio this week, I decided to rip off his idea in Microcosm. He's spent a whole show playing music from each year that Six has been a station. I'm just playing one tune from each year, and that was 2008. Yes, this next tune is due out on the 27th of February. New music being one of the things that Six Music does the best. This is from Maya, and it's called Constant Play.
Turn away, turn.
Maya, M-A-I-A, and Constant Play from the Alligator EP that's released on the 27th of Feb. I've got some news soon, considering EP as a format, but I'll wait till it's fully formed before I let you know. It's very exciting, though. If you miss the title of any of the songs that I play on The Finest Hour, each show comes up on my webpage. Go and have a little hunt around, and you can find out every song I've ever played on The Finest Hour. But once again, in case you were going for a pen, and that was M-A-I-A, Maya, and Constant Play from the Alligator EP, which is out on the 27th of Feb. Some emails. You asked for pedantry. This is from James Wagstaff. He says, "Dear Guy, you disappoint me. Myself and my partner listen every Sunday evening, and we've never had a bad word to say about you, your show, or indeed any of the music you have joyously enlightened us with. However, this Sunday just passed, you made several references to the genius that was Lester Polsfus. When you spoke of him, you used his more common moniker of Les Paul. This is where the problem arose. Being a derivative of Lester and not Leslie, the abbreviated form of this name is pronounced Les, not Les. I apologise for being such a pedantic get, but just had to let you know, as names like this don't police themselves. Happy Sunday, James from Blenarvan." Let's see if you can pronounce that right, eh? Is what he said. I think that's right, isn't it? Blenarvan? "My apologies to Les Paul and to the pedant that is James Wagstaff." Another one here. "What's that noise?" Oh, yeah. There was a strange noise coming from one of the other houses in the neighbourhood some weeks ago. And I put out a Guess That Noise APB. I never told you what it was. Scott Luke gets in touch and says, "Being an old chippy, I couldn't resist your challenge. The offending racket in the background was a jigsaw cutting ply." I'm afraid it wasn't, Scott. It was somebody sanding a wooden floor. Sorry to let you down. You seemed so confident there as well. Alexandra Arno gets in touch and says she calls Luden Loudon. She calls Luden Loudon. And Alan Davidson gets in touch and says it's Loudon, not Luden. And his evidence is that in one of his songs, "Wine with Dinner," there are the following lyrics: "Call me thirsty, call me oral, call me what you like, but when I'm sober, call me Loudon." Ooh, so there you go, from the horse's mouth. Loudon Wainwright III pronounced his name Loudon. Here's some general niceness about why I'm ace. "Hello, Guy, just listened to your radio show for the very first time and loved it. Heard some lovely new music, which is great. A perfect accompaniment to baking bread and rocky road making bliss. Rock and roll, thank you, your new listener, Jane." Everybody stand up now. Everybody join hands. In fact, you don't have to stand up. Just all say in unison after me. "Welcome, Jane." Say it like you mean it once again. "Welcome, Jane." There you go, Jane. I hope you feel welcome. Dear Guy, I just wanted to say a huge thanks for your radio show. I live in Brisbane, and now your show is the start of my working week and breakfast show all in one. You and many of the shows on Six Music have been the perfect antidote to homesickness. Thanks for championing Tom Waits as well. All the best, Stephen. Yeah, go on, Stephen. The mighty Six Music, 10 years old today. Stephen also says, this is the second time I've contacted a radio show. The first time, Timmy Mallett made me say, Pink Socks, Baby Yeah. And that's probably why it's taken me so long to contact a show again. Lots of answers for that one. Danny Paperhat says, Guy, I think you must have stolen my iPod. Your show sounds like a really good shuffle tonight. Love from Danny Lafette in New York. No, just normal York, original York. Sorry, I'm getting overexcited because I'm going to New York in a couple of weeks on my holidays. Julie's in touch from Dallas. Hello, Julie, love. Her husband celebrated a 26-year anniversary of their first date. And they just wanted to say that they love us. And happy almost spring. Cheers, Julie. Thanks for your lovely emails, everyone. I don't think I've ever told you this, but when I've read an email, I cast it on the floor of my room like this. And then I know I've read it already. It's a very complicated filing system. So, Animal Collective, give us our tune from 2009. This wonderful thing. Have a listen closely to the lyrics. Animal Collective are amazing. This one is about just wanting to build a house for his girls. I'm guessing that he's either got daughters or a daughter and a partner. I just want four walls and adobe slats for my girls. And listen to how happy he is about that. Great tune from Animal Collective. From 2009, this is My Girls.
We're the little girl, and my best friend. I only want a brother. social stats. I just want four walls and a door to be slapped for my girls. I don't need things I care about material things like a social stats.
So with a sentiment like that, on such a modern backdrop, a really intense, new, creative bit of music, that. And talking about the idea of housing children, as I think that song hints at, I've got three new nephews. Eh? What do you think of that? My niece, Jessica, in fact, two of them are great nephews. Well, they're all great nephews, if you know what I mean. But anyway, two of my nieces, Jessica and Lucy, have both had boys. Beautiful boys. I've not actually met them yet. I'm going to go and see them on Sunday. But Jessica has had baby James, and Lucy's had baby Patrick. And then on the other side of my family, Emma Jane's sister Lucy brought baby Charlie into the world in the last couple of weeks. Hey, now listen to this. See if I can get this noise. I just know it's something out the window. This is very good timing, actually. I love this noise. That is the sound of the local primary school going on a nature walk. And it only happens in the spring and the winter on the road where I live. And these days they all wear high-vis vests, which is very cute. But what I always love about that particular sight and sound is that they make them pair up boy-girl, and they all ate it. Ah, oh, very cute. Anyway, so yeah, that was good timing, talking about all things childer. So welcome into the world, Patrick, Charlie and James. This is for your individual mothers, as I'm guessing it's how you're going to be feeling. Here's Etta James.
Over was wrapped up in clover. The night I looked at you, I found a dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I
and dads of the lovely lads. That was Etta James and At Last. Have a glass of wine, girls, hey?
Six Music.
Weekdays on Six Music. From 10, Lauren Laverne.
Six Music Mornings. I'm Lauren Laverne. Thank you very much for joining us today. Lovely to have you along.
From 1, Radcliffe and McConey.
When I got Toto, our dog, you know, I had him chipped. Presumably, kids will just be chipped with the internet soon, right? Just know everything straight away.
PC's gone mad.
Lauren Laverne from 10 and Radcliffe and McConey from 1.
If for once we lurched towards something that sounded quite slick, we didn't mean to.
On 6 Music.
6
Music. BBC 6 Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on 6 Music.
Another song for Guy now. This one's from Michael Whitehead. I was talking, showing off about my filing system. I've just realised that I've thrown his email across the room. Let me find it. The song I could tell you while I'm looking for it is hang on, we've not had that one yet. I beg your pardon. This is Anthony Reynolds and I Know You Know. It's a beautiful song from a compendium called Life's Too Long. Anthony Reynolds, if you've never heard of him, seems to be one of these unsung heroes. Let me have a look. I've got some notes. Here we go. He's a Welsh musician. He's worked as a solo artist and also in collaboration with others in his bands. One's called Jack and the other one's called Jacques. Reynolds has also written two full-length biographies. The first on the 1960s group, the Walker Brothers, and another one which I've forgotten to put in my notes. This companion comes out on Chaffinch Records and takes from both of his bands and his solo stuff. He's got a beautiful voice and you can hear that he's a Walker Brothers fan in this particular tune as well. Here he is with a lovely song called I Know You Know. Here's Anthony Reynolds.
Faking, but I won't.
stars in the city. The loveless and the loved, the saved and the pitied.
There comes the sound from the hunter.
Anthony Reynolds and I Know You Know from a companion that's coming out called Life's Too Long 1995 to 2011, and that's coming out on Chaffinch Records. So here's the email from Michael Whitehead, the one I threw across the room earlier on. He's in Atlanta, Georgia. To let you know, I've always referred to Atlanta when I'm in Atlanta as the lost city of Atlantis, my little joke. He says, as a Lancastrian exiled in the lost city of Atlantis, thanks for the great show a few weeks ago at Centre Stage in Atlanta. That tells me this is an old email. In fact, it is. It's from 20th of October last year. How about a spot of Dorite Column to keep the home fires burning? Vinnie Riley's guitar always transports me back to time and place. Goodbye will do nicely. Cheers. Michael Whitehead, Atlantis, Georgia. It would be my pleasure to play the Rylster. I do love the Dorite Column, and here indeed is the song you requested, Michael. This is Goodbye. Thank you.
it's only London. I'm just wondering how you are. Are you alright? Just give me a ring when you can. I'll be going to bed at 10. Okay, love. I'll see you. Bye.
That was a song for Guy recommendation from Michael Whitehead, the man from Atlantis. That was the Dirty Column and Goodbye. New music now from Boy and Bear. The album's called Moonfire. It's out on the 12th. And this is called Lordy May. And I think it's great. From Boy and Bear. Returning now to this week's theme of 10 years of six music, we move on to 2010. Just a quick recap, we had NYC from Interpol representing 2002, Sweet Song from Blur 2003, Engalap from Joanna Newsom for 2004, Dirty Harry by Gorillaz for 2005, Real Life by Jonas Policewoman for 6, Young Folks by Peter Bjorn and John for 7, Golden Age by TV on the Radio for 8, My Girls by The Animal Collective for 2009, and now for 2010 is The Amazing Beach House from the album Teen Dream. This is Zebra.
Zebra. Now then, Alan Lomax spent much of the 20th century listening to and recording songs from places as far apart as the Caribbean and the former Soviet Union. He was an ethnomusicologist whose life's work was the collection and promotion of folk music, and the result was an incredible archive of over 17,000 tracks. As well as working on the archive of folk song for the Library of Congress and editing the 18-volume Columbia World Library of Folk and Primitive Music, through his endeavours he introduced the world to Woody Guthrie and Leadbelly and founded the Association for Cultural Equity, which would ensure the preservation of his precious collection. But his biggest gift to the music world was his final one. This month, almost 10 years after his death, his entire library of recordings has gone online in a global jukebox. 5,000 hours of sound recordings, 400,000 feet of film, and 3,000 videotapes are now available for anyone to access, absolutely free. So thanks to a lifetime of painstaking work, we can hear the soulful velvet tones of Vera Hall from 1948, singing the boll weevil holler and echoing the voices of the field workers from a century earlier. A song that could have been lost to successive generations if not for the extraordinary legacy of Alan Lomax. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Hey, hey, boll weevil, where's your native home? Way down in the bottom, among the cotton cone. Boll weevil, yeah, boll weevil everywhere. Doggone the boll weevil, he's sitting on the square. First time I seen a boll weevil, he's sitting on the square. Next time I seen him, he had his family there. And if I'm asking much for some meat and meal, 'tain't nothing done, old man, boll weevil's in your field. Boll weevil's in your field. Boll weevil's in your field. Ain't nothing done, man. Boll weevil's in your field. Hey, hey, boll weevil, where's your native home? Way down in the bottom, among the cotton corn. Among the cotton cone.
Beautiful. Thanks again to the Beckopedia. That was Vera Hall and Boll Weevil Holler.
This is what happens then, Monday to Thursday, 9 till midnight here on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Gideon Coe.
We play all manner of sessions, including Peel sessions and concerts from the music archive. And in addition to that, we play lots and lots of other records. That could include Four Brothers, The Clash, Felt, The Fall, Go Between, Aphex Twin, Gillian Welch, Williams, Tom Waits, Cravats, Dexys, Hefner, Godspeed You Black Emperor, Can, Bogshed, Captain Beefheart, Upsetters, Bundu Boys, Viv Stanch, Wilco, Mickey Newbury, Muddy Waters, Smith, Crass, Minute, Bill Wells and Adrian Moffat. I could go on, and the best bits in between are provided by the 6 Music listeners, and that's it.
Gideon Coe, Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
BBC Radio
6
Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Moving forward to 2011, we're almost at the close of the programme. This song from Anna Calvi defines last year for me. She was nominated for the Mercury, as were we. We've been lucky enough to be working all the time that Six has been a station, and I would like to give my personal thanks and praise to everybody who's involved with Six Music. A, for letting me get involved, B, for letting me be a fan all this time, and C, for supporting my band in the first place. A wonderful station that we cannot live without, and Anna Calvi is somebody who's benefited from Six looking after young artists in Britain as well. She's a lovely girl, it's an amazing record, and this is Suzanne and I. Presenting 2011, that was Anna Calvi and Suzanne and I. What will be my favourite song of 2012? It could well be this next one by Damien Girardo. It's called Nothing in the News.
Turning around, you found that they were the words in a song. Nothing to have when all that you want is gone.
Well, that's all we have time for another week. Thank you so much to Michelle and Peter and Ian and Julie and everybody who helps put this show together at the BBC and has done for the last 5 years that I've been on there. Happy birthday, Six Music, you wonderful, wonderful old movie house building alone. Thank you very much for you lot who've been listening all the time I've been on this station. Do keep tuned in, keep supporting your local artists, keep going to your small venues. Keep looking after Six Music and love one another, people. Thanks to Beccapedia for her contributions as always. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow and a very proud Six Music presenter. And it just remains for me to say to you... 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy birthday, Six.
From One, BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. Right now, Don Letts.
I only stopped to start again to gather around and tell your friends that this is Culture Clash Radio, continuing the Six Music 10th birthday celebrations. Tonight I'm crossing time, space and genres with a chilled out selection of sounds first heard or played during my time as Six Music DJ. So you'll be hearing from the likes of Sufjan Stevens, Easy Star All-Stars, The Flaming Lips, Soul Owl, Villagers, Chinese Man and local natives to name just a few. But to get my Six Music birthday special underway, it's Matthew Herbert Big Band's The Story. Nothing.